In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is October 25th, year 2009. It is the 21st Sunday after Pentecost, and also the Feast of Christ the King, the Kingship of Christ. We celebrate that Mass today. It takes precedence over the 21st Sunday after Pentecost. And we start out, as always now, with an Our Father, Hail Mary, and Glory be. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, forever and ever. Amen.
Hail Christ the King.
Hail Christ the King.
And today we specially invoke Christ the King to rule our hearts, to rule our passions, and to rule our minds. And if that doesn't happen, you're never going to be saved. Nobody gets into heaven unless they allow Christ into their heart, in the innermost part of our hearts. And we have to ask Christ to come in and do that battle for us, to conquer even our concupiscent flesh. And today we're going to talk about the virtue of moderation and schedules and planning your daily duties. There's a proper time. It says, we know in one of the Proverbs, there's a time for this, there's a time for that. And there's a time for this, and there's a time for that. We're talking about good things. There's never a time for bad things. The only time you have for bad things is when you're fighting them, to resist them, to destroy them, to defeat them in battle. But even good things must be moderated. And I want to talk about moderation today. And as we always say, if you're not doing the three pillars of praying, doing penance and mortification, and studying your Catholic faith sufficiently, you will not have the grace to moderate yourself, even if you really want to. This is the Stoic philosophers. They're as good as pagans. They are pagans. They didn't worship the true God. They were trying to be moral without the true God. Impossible. They were snubbing their nose at the true God and saying, "We don't need you, God. We don't need you. We're going to be moral on our own." So you got to be careful of that too. If some of these guys, even in the exterior, the devil allows them a sort of gift of they appear to have some of these virtues, but follow them around. They're not moderate in a lot of things, and they're committing mortal sins in their life. They don't have true peace. Okay, but for Catholics, us Catholics, the perfection is to moderate yourself. And that has to do with regulating your time schedules for your daily duties, to know when it's time to pray, to know when it's time to do penance, to know when it's time to study your faith. Now, we laid out the perfect schedule for anybody out there who wants to be Catholic, who's listening to this sermon now even, and you're not quite sure if you want to be Catholic or not, but you're thinking about it. I tell you to start with the schedule I gave you. Look at our calendar, start doing those prayers. Start following that schedule and ask God to enlighten you. But now I'm going to address this particularly to catechumens and people that are Catholics, our brothers here, that what they're required to do. Because you also then, after you do the three pillars, you got to really work at being perfect. You got to do deeds, you got to go out, and you got to work at it, okay? Now, moderation, first of all, if you're not setting up a daily schedule for yourself, how are you going to have moderation when you're allowing yourself to recreate whenever you want, or to pray whenever you want, or to do penance whenever you want, or to even study whenever you want, or to even work whenever you want? If you wake up every day and you just say, "I'm going to, whatever I feel like, I'm going to do a little bit of this, a little bit of that," that's chaos. The devil will run roughshod over you. And that has to do with having order in your life. My calendar has everything on that. I'm just telling you out there the schedule we have so you can sort of get your life scheduled. And when you do that, your body reacts to that schedule and it looks forward to every duty. And if you're not doing it, you feel like you did something wrong. You're out of place. All right? And moderation is the key on all of that. And also keeping yourself in order too, making sure you have a list of your daily duties you need to do and make priorities. What is your priority? And check off your list. I have a list. My list goes through 1 week. And on Saturday night, I then check to see what I did on the list and what I didn't do on the list. And almost every week, I get most of the things done on the list. Some of the things on the list don't have to be done that week, but they need to be done, like stuff I'm putting up on the website, recent stuff. And then I know within 2 weeks, that's usually going to be fulfilled. And so you have to put your priorities out there correctly. And then you want to also keep your living space in order. You don't got to be one of these clean freaks, you know, where they get every cobweb off. And, "Oh, look, you got a cobweb or there's some dust on your desk." You don't got to be like that. If you want to be like that, fine, but be careful. Don't put down other people on. That's fanatical. But we're just talking about order. Your books are in a certain place. Your clothes are in a certain place. Your clothes are in order. You wash your clothes on a certain day. You hang them up and you put them in a certain place. Your books are in a certain place. It makes your work a lot easier. And if the more work you got to do, if you're not orderly, it's chaos. So you want to keep spaces clean where you're doing your work. You want to be able to make sure that you're putting things back where they belong. Very important to do that. You'll learn this is part of the peace that Christ promised. He said in Luke 14:27, "My peace I give you, my peace I leave you, not as the world giveth." So he gives you this peace, but you have to work at it. He just doesn't give it to you like the prats tell you. You just believe in Jesus and everything falls in your lap. You got to work at it. Yeah.
Well, as St. Paul talks, 1 Corinthians 14:40, that all things must be done decently and according to order.
You know? Right. All things must be decently according to order. And that'll make your whole, and it makes, even when you go home to your cell and wherever you're living, and it's orderly and neat, and everything in its place, it gives you a very good mindset, too. Now, I'm not saying you have to be immaculate, though. We're not here like that. We are, a lot of, like in Mary's little house, is a shack. And we don't keep it immaculately clean, like scrubbing the windows and getting off all the marks. And we don't do any of that. But when you go in here, you'll see clean, you'll see books where they belong. You'll see clean desk tables cleaned up, clean spaces, everything where it belongs. I know where everything is and where I put it. I have a place for everything. And you go into my cell right now, even, you would see nothing there. Everything's where it belongs. All the tables are cleaned. And then when I do my work, the books come out and I go and put everything back again. My clothes that I wear are hung up in one area, and then and this is put in a drawer over here, and I got this in a drawer over there. And also, and in order, too, understanding what jobs need to be done. You can do that. You don't have to physically recreate every day, but younger guys, I know when I was young, you recreate every day. It's good. Kids do that. Recreation is very good for children, especially and younger people. And even older people up to a certain age. I think when you get to Lewis's age, like in the 90s, you know, a good walk is recreation. When you get older, I'm not there yet. So we're teaching you this very, very, very important thing of moderation. Because if you don't have it, you're haywire. You wake up and you're guided by your passions, and you don't have any regulation, and you don't know when you're going to pray. And if you visited somebody who's living like that, you're all in what we call a limbo. What do I do? When do we pray? We were supposed to pray at 2, but now we're putting it off to 3. We're supposed to eat at 4, but now we're not eating till 6. That is such violence to the natural law, even on the heart. It's violence to the person. And it's violence to your own self. It's violence to your own self because you're stealing time and you're completely disrupting anybody's schedule. And a couple days like that, and you're going to be in despair. You're going to be murmuring. You're not going to be at peace. I guarantee you that. All right. So this is a very important sermon on this feast day of Christ the King to let the brothers know that ask Christ to come into your heart, to rule your passions, to rule your mind. And that means there's a proper time for everything. Even watching sports, we watch sports, you know, and you regulate that. Like now, even with the baseball playoffs, there's nothing wrong with sports. We watch them. A good sport game might take about 2-3 hours. You got to watch the whole game. There's nothing wrong with that. I already told you how your recreation is going. Everybody has a little bit of a slightly different role. But some things you need to have in common. You need to have your spiritual work. Your three pillars need to be done. Your spiritual work, which means you're studying. You need to get your work done. And don't ever forget your recreation either. You need to do your recreation. Now, they may regulate, some families may have different times when they want to do that. But I would always say it definitely is a fact. Don't let recreation come before the daily day of work is done. Reading the scriptures too and all that all gets into a discipline. You know, and the first thing you wake up, you snap to attention with those prayers. Now, I always tell people that families, fathers and mothers and children and their children, treat your home like a monastery, really, like a convent. Make it a holy place. I always tell the brothers here when they go home and they have their own places, and bless your convent or your monastery. You got to treat this is your home, you know. The father's like the abbot, you know, and then the mother's underneath him, and then the children are under both parents. And you can treat your family like make it a holy place, you know. Families, this is how you can regulate your children. Put down these good laws. The father's the head of the house. It's very important when he's home that he's the one that leads the prayers. And the mother follows, and the children follow both of them. If the father's not home, then the mother leads the prayers. But what you want to do as the father, because you're the head of the household, it's your duty to make sure that they're praying underneath you and you're leading the prayers. They need to see that. And it puts the hierarchic order in there. And I don't go for this Novus Ordo nonsense, this goofy liberalism where everybody does a decade at a rosary. Okay, Brother Will, you can lead the first one. Matthew can lead the second decade. Oh, and Sister Karen could do the third one, and Sister Jane could do the fourth decade. So we all get a chance to be leaders and rulers. That's democracy, and it stinks to the high heavens. That's why you see me lead the rosary, and that's it, because I'm the leader here. All right, now the father who's in the house, he's the leader. And believe me, it makes things much more peaceful and happier. When you do that stuff, there's dissensions. How come you didn't pick Justin, and he didn't give me one, and he didn't give me one? But God even curses you when you do stuff like that. That's democracy. And I say this in a family, to set up that schedule with your children. Turn to make it a little monastery. They're going to have their recreation, and they need it. It's good. I like recreation. Everybody. You're balancing your day out, but no matter what the situation is, you want to regulate your where you're living and make it very orderly and make it like a monastery even. That's a big thing that for the sermon today. We asked Christ the King and Mary the Queen to help all the brothers to come into their hearts and to rule their hearts, to rule their passions. You know, and also St. Francis of Assisi to help us with all of that. And remember order too, priorities. Don't be haywire. One minute you're doing one thing and you leave the job half done. Then you do another thing, you leave the job half done, and you don't ever go back to get to that job. There's a few times maybe when you do start something to find out it does become impossible to finish. Well, then just stop it and then come back when you think you're ready for it. But your standard basic duties or whatever you in front of you, it's not hard. That's why you should keep a schedule and you do a little checklist. Check, 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 check. And you look, could I have done this week and did I do it? All right. So we pray that God will help us with that. To Jesus, to Mary, Christ the King, Mary the Queen, come into our hearts and rule our hearts and rule our passions and rule our minds. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. This recording was produced by Mary's Little Remnant, 302 East Joffrey Street, Truth or Consequences, New Mexico, 87901-2878, and can be accessed on my website at www.johnthebaptist.us.